Hi, friend, and welcome to Courage in the Calling. I'm your host, Taylor Morgan, a 30-something mom, quickly approaching 40, with 2 decades of experience in the financial industry, who found herself at a crossroads and made the decision to step away from my comfortable corporate life in search of something more aligned and fulfilling. I'm here to share conversations with brave souls who, like me, took the leap into the unknown. We'll dive deep into their journeys, discussing the whys and hows of following their callings. Whether you are contemplating a major life change or have already drawn your line in the sand, this is a space for you. From unexpected twists to valuable lessons and practical advice, we'll explore the realities of transitioning careers and lives. If you've ever felt that inner calling but hesitated to answer, or if you're currently navigating a big, scary decision, consider this podcast your sanctuary, a place to find inspiration, guidance, and a community of kindred spirits who've walked that path. Courage in the Calling is not just a title. It's a mantra for anyone daring to redefine their path and embrace the unknown. So lean in and hit that subscribe button, because here you've found your people. If you're ready to embrace the courage it takes to follow your calling, you're in the right place. Welcome to Courage in the Calling. I'm so glad you're here.
Hi, friends, and welcome to today's bonus episode of Courage in the Calling. Today's episode is a bit different in that it's just me today, no guest, and it's also pretty impromptu. I'm actually just running out of a workout to sit down and record this because I needed to hear it myself. And I am, in full transparency, planning to save this episode and come back to revisit it when I need some encouragement or when I need to hear some positive self-talk. And I hope that you'll do the same. See, I just watched Naiad on Netflix. And if you haven't seen it yet, please, please do your friend a favor and go add it to your watch list. I promise you will not regret it. There may be a few spoilers, so if you do plan to watch it, go ahead and just press pause. Come back once you've watched it. But I want you to go and watch it. And then I dare you to say after watching that movie that something is too hard. For those of you who aren't familiar and have no interest in really watching it, I'll just fill you in on some of the details. Diana Nyad is a marathon swimmer who at the age of 64 successfully swam from Havana, Cuba to Key West, Florida. Diana is also notably an author, a journalist, and a motivational speaker. So the film Nyad follows highlights from this time in her life as she's preparing for the swim that she had originally attempted at the age of 28 and was unsuccessful. And I'm walking away so inspired and so energized, and I just needed to share it with you. Okay, so to frame this up by giving you some additional context of just how incredible this feat actually was, I'm going to share some details with you, some stats. Now, this is according to Wikipedia, so take that with a grain of salt. Again, best resource is going to be to go and just watch the movie. But according to Wikipedia, Nyad completed the 53-hour swim, which is a distance of about 110 miles, accompanied by a 35-person support team. Now, this 35-person support team included individuals who had refinanced their homes, who had basically turned away business to help support Nyad in this dream and this goal. Okay. So think about this for just a moment. Let this sink in. 53 hours of swimming with stops just to float or to eat and hydrate. But she was in the water for 53 consecutive hours. Okay, so do you remember when you were a kid and you would spend summer days swimming, even if it was just for a couple of hours? At this time in your life, you probably have the most energy and the most stamina you're ever going to have, right? And do you remember how exhausted you used to be at the end of the day? It was like the best sleep ever, right? And that's when we were kids. She did this at 64. She did it in the open ocean, under the blazing sun, through the dark of night, through jellyfish and sharks and reported hallucinations. Now, most of us don't even want to work out or exercise or walk or read for 30 minutes a day in the comfort of our own homes or gyms. And I know that it's even a struggle for me many days. And I'm a former bikini figure competitor. So I mentioned at the top of this episode that I'm just recording this after a workout. And that's because Diana kicked my butt right into gear. And trust me, yesterday, you know, was a Monday. So I'm recording this on a Tuesday. Yesterday was a Monday. Usually I, you know, make sure I start my week with workout. And I just was not feeling it. Watched that movie last night and then was like, what in the world? Get your butt up and get your body moving. So I made sure to work out today. So if you haven't worked out, this is your sign. Go do that. Go for a walk. Get your workout in, whatever that thing is for you, yoga, meditation. Do what you got to do to get your body moving and get in touch with your body. Okay. So I want to use the remainder of our time together highlighting my takeaways, and my hope is that you will walk away just as encouraged and energized as I have after watching this film. So first takeaway, Diana had an unrelenting belief in herself, and it made me question, where is our Diana level faith in ourselves? She was absolutely convinced that she was meant for greatness and that this one was something that only she could do, only she could accomplish, a destiny that was only meant for her. Never once did she allow society or doubters to diminish her belief in what she could accomplish. And I ask, what is that thing that you know you're meant to bring into the world and that you're doubting? What is that job role? What is that voice for that cause? What is that nonprofit? What is that tangible thing that you can sell that would bring value to people? What is it that you're doubting? Second takeaway, she held others to a higher standard. So not only did she hold herself to the highest standard of excellence, but she also held those around her to that same standard. She did not cower or bow or diminish herself to meet the expectations of others. She actually rails in the film against mediocrity, and she expected others to do the same. So I ask, are you and I settling for mediocrity? Are we okay with just okay or fine? Because I tell you what, we are worth more than fine. So stop allowing other voices to tell you what you should accept and what's good enough. Third takeaway, she did the work. She didn't just want to accomplish this huge, audacious goal. She didn't just dream about it or think about it or talk about it. She did the work to prepare. She set herself up for success. And she didn't just try once or twice or even three times. It wasn't until her fifth attempt that she actually succeeded at this swim. And I honestly believe that she would have continued to try until she either succeeded or she died trying. So I ask you, are you doing the work or are you just thinking about it? Are you thinking about how much you want it or how nice it would be, but you haven't made the first move toward the dream? What are you waiting for? Or did you try maybe once or twice? And because you didn't succeed, you put it down and just assumed that that meant that dream wasn't for you. Maybe now is the time to go back and pick that up. Maybe it's time for you to revisit that dream. I know that figuring out the first move can be really overwhelming, so start small if you need to. The first move can be a baby step. It doesn't have to be a leap. If that dream is only living in your head or in your journal or on your phone's notes app, make your first move sharing it with someone that you know and trust. Someone that will be truthful but encouraging. And if you don't have someone like that in your circle currently, then please share it with me. You can email me at podcast@courageinthecalling.com. I would love to hear about it. But that brings me to my last takeaway point. Diana surrounded herself with the right team. Not just a team, not just any team, but the right team. And she acknowledged at the completion of the swim that it was a team effort, even though swimming looks like a solitary sport. She never could have done that alone. She was able to convince 35 people to buy into this dream of hers because she was relentless in her belief that she could do it. It was contagious. And she had a best friend and a champion in Bonnie, who acted not only as her coach and encourager, but also as her sponsor. So you'll hear me say in almost every episode, most likely, that your relationships and your network have direct impact on your life and what you're able to accomplish. People support people. People connect with people. And people will have more power and impact on where you go and what you do than almost anything else. I saw something the other day that said, if you look around at the people around you and you don't feel inspired, you don't have a network, you have a cage. Here's the great news. You have the key to that cage. You get to decide if you stay in that cage or if you break free. Now, this may mean that you have to have some really difficult conversations or make some really difficult decisions, but I promise you will be better for it. So my final thoughts for today: pivot, but do not stop. Swim slower if you have to, but do not stop. Tread water while friends and family pour belief and encouragement into you. And if you watch the movie, you'll get that reference. Now, I don't want to get sued for copyright issues, but we all know what Dory from Finding Nemo says. Do what Dory says. And if you've stopped, if you've set down that dream, go back, pick it up, and keep going. Because remember, it's never too late to start or to start again. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of Courage and the Calling. If you enjoyed the conversation, please make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform. And if you feel led, please also share and leave us a review to help other friends find us. For more resources and deeper connection, please visit the website at courageinthecalling.com. If you or someone you know has navigated a big, scary transition and would like to share your journey, please email me at podcast@courageinthecalling.com. Remember, it's never too late to start again.